The Hidden Node. Dog Days of Podcasting, Episode 1, for July 31st. Hey, everybody. So, first day of the Dog Days of Podcasting. Since I tend to do mine later in the evening, I guess I kind of get a chance to listen to you guys first before getting mine out for a given day. So, I have been kind of hinting at the last few days what my theme was going to be this year. That's right, I am going for a theme. Last few years, I've mostly just been kind of giving updates to my writing and weight and things like that. This year, I decided to go in for a constant thing, just to shake it up a bit, just to try something new. I know a few guys have done themes in years past, and they've been really awesome, so, you know, it's just my turn, I guess, at it. So, the theme. Well, to start off, I kind of want to talk about how my life has been shaped a great deal by my interactions with virtual worlds, online presence, the interactions I've had with family, friends in distant lands, all because of pretty much my interest with, you know, everything kind of nerdy. I'm primarily focusing on video games initially, but somewhere around the middle of the month I'm gonna expand out. The story's gonna kinda go in a chronological fashion, as I start using new tech, as I start expanding technology, I'm gonna start talking about, you know, the impact it has on my life. What it did to me, what direction it pushed me in, what direction it pulled me in. And the friends and loved ones that I met along the way. So, I think one of the biggest impacts that have kind of brought about this discussion, there's a book rather recently came out called Console Wars, by an author named Blake J. Harris, I believe, and it covers the time period of about 1991 through 1995, a little bit of 96, but really only a few chapters or little pages, focused primarily on the conflict between Sega, Nintendo, and a few other organizations that, you know, exist in the business world of gaming at that time. Now, I had kind of thought of this topic before I started reading this book, but in the last 2 weeks since I've been thinking about this topic, I've managed to go through Console Wars, give a good listen to, and kind of have a realization of just how much of an impact these worlds have had on me. Now, I have a greater understanding of just, you know, who had a greater impact on me in terms of people out there in the world. But I won't be going into all of that when I'm going over into the episodes itself. I'm mostly going to be keeping from my, you know, confused and Swiss cheese kind of memories and seeing how they go. I'm probably not going to be doing much fact-checking and all that, but I don't know, I've been thinking about, you know, how things have influenced me and how it's, you know, modified my pattern in life, how it's modified my perspective in terms of what I do and who I interact with. So, over the course of the next, you know, 29 episodes, I'm going to go over these. So, tomorrow, we are going to talk a bit about Atari and various computer systems that, you know, were the early gaming consoles to me. Yes, I know many of them were computers, but let's face it, I used them as game consoles. And the interactions that had as a bonding tool for me, my siblings, my dad, and how it would lay the foundation for years and years to come. So, that is the start of the series, and I hope you enjoy it. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.